Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Darren Fraser here with the sports news. Morning, Darren.
Good morning, Gavin. Absolutely jam-packed night in the Champions League last night. Shakhtar Donetsk went down to Arsenal 1-0. Arsenal not at their best, but another important win for them. Aston Villa, though, with the eye-catching 2-0 victory against Bologna. This is a terrific performance for them. Three wins and three games, three wins so far in the competition. Performance tonight, though, Real Madrid. They came from 2-0 down to Borussia Dortmund, won it 5-2. Vinicius Jr. With a hat-trick there, and I think it was the goal that made it 4-2. He actually collected the ball in his own third of the field in defence on the touchline and went the entire length of the field and slotted it into the back of the net. If this guy isn't European or World Football of the Year next week, I don't know what he has to do to clinch it, but fantastic stuff from him. Let's focus though on that Villa win. Three games, as I said, three wins from three games. They've beaten Young Boys, Bayern and now Bologna. They've yet to concede a goal. Their manager is Unai Emery.
We are playing focus, responsible, and the team is progressing, being mature in everything. And of course, we show it today. We played a match, respected them, trying to have the control like we want with our idea, trying to get good positioning, try to progressively break their press man to man. And we had chances the first half. Of course, we conceded something the first 15 minutes, but we reacted very well. And I think Champions League is very difficult. Europe is very difficult. And we had to try to be consistent in our game plan in 90 minutes. And I think we did today fantastic, playing really brilliant, being serious.
Yeah, he said it's a difficult competition. They're making light work of it so far. And the atmosphere at Villa Park last night, watching it on TV, was just...
It's mad to think. It's only 2 years ago this week since he took over from Steven Gerrard.
And where were they when he took over?
They were near the bottom.
They were heading for relegation.
Just lost to Fulham.
Remarkable stuff from them. The action continues tonight. Live game on RTE, the meeting of Liverpool and RB Leipzig at 8. Louise Quinn and Megan Connolly have been ruled out of the Irish women's European playoff matches against Georgia on Friday and next Tuesday through injury. The Irish Daily Mail is reporting that Mickey Graham is about to join the Galway football management team ahead of the next season. This is an interesting development because he actually succeeded Andy Moran as the Leitrim manager only a couple of months ago, but then stepped away after just 2 months. He worked alongside Galway manager Pádraig Joyce with Connacht at the weekend. They got to the interprovincial final where they lost to penalties to Ulster. So watch this space. The prospect of the Open Championship coming to Portmarnock took a very big step forward yesterday. The Irish government willing to support this development. Funding of up to €40 million will be made available to back the bid. Irish golfer Sarah Byrne has put herself in contention to make the final stage of qualifying for the LPGA Tour. She's second outright after her opening round in Florida last night. The top 35 and ties after 72 holes will compete at the final stage of this Q series in December. Lauren Walsh also did really well. She's in a tie for 24th. 16-year-old Leavingsworth student Nicola Burns partnered her first winner at the Curragh yesterday evening. She guided Genuine Jim, who's trained by her dad Robbie, to victory in the last race of the day. She's only ever ridden in 8 rides before this on track, and there were several Group 1 winning jockeys behind her in yesterday's race. She spoke with Dave Keena.
Oh, it's amazing. It's a huge relief to get the first winner out of the way, and just it's amazing to get one for my dad as well, so very delighted.
And are you still in school, and what age are you?
I'm 16 and I'm doing the Leaving Cert in St Finian's, Mullingar, so try to get that done out of the way before.
And you've been pony racing, obviously, before you rode on the track, but you're not riding on the track that long?
No, I've been pony racing 2.5 or 3 years before I went to the track, and it was definitely a huge help. I'd like to thank everyone pony racing who gave me the opportunities as well. Big grounding for it to come here first.
But to ride a winner against the professionals out there, this wasn't a confined race. Against the professionals, against some of the best in the business, how did it feel when you passed by the line?
Huge relief to get the winner as well. Yeah, look, you're just kind of riding for a bit of luck as well. At the same time, everything has to go well to get a winner on the day, so everything was going well, so I was delighted to get it.
Well done to her. And I have to say, just reflecting on this morning, there's so much young racing talent coming through at the moment. That was a big win for Nicola. But Sean Dillon Bowen from Clonmel, he was crowned apprentice jockey in the UK also. So well done to him.